2. Constitution of Havona. Spirit beings do not dwell in nebulous space. They do not inhabit ethereal worlds. They are domiciled on actual spheres of a material nature, worlds just as real as those on which mortals live. The Havona worlds are actual and literal, albeit their literal substance differs from the material organization of the planets of the seven superuniverses. The physical realities of Havona represent an order of energy organization radically different from any prevailing in the evolutionary universes of space. Havona energies are threefold. Superuniverse units of energy matter contain a twofold energy charge, although one form of energy exists in negative and positive phases. The creation of the central universe is threefold, trinity. The creation of a local universe directly is twofold, by a creator sun and a creative spirit. The material of Havona consists of the organization of exactly 1,000 basic chemical elements and the balanced function of the seven forms of Havona energy. Each of these basic energies manifests seven phases of excitation, so that the Havona natives respond to 49 differing sensation stimuli. In other words, viewed from a purely physical standpoint, the natives of the central universe possess 49 specialized forms of sensation. The Marantia senses are 70, and the higher spiritual orders of reaction response vary in different types of beings from 70 to 210. None of the physical beings of the central universe would be visible to Urantians. Neither would any of the physical stimuli of those faraway worlds excite a reaction in your gross sense organs. If a Urantia mortal could be transported to Havona, he would there be deaf, blind, and utterly lacking in all other sense reactions. He could only function as a limited self-conscious being deprived of all environmental stimuli and all reactions thereto. There are numerous physical phenomena and spiritual reactions transpiring in the central creation which are unknown on worlds such as Urantia. The basic organization of a threefold creation is wholly unlike that of the twofold constitution of the created universes of time and space. All natural law is coordinated on a basis entirely different than in the dual energy systems of the evolving creations. The entire central universe is organized in accordance with the threefold system of perfect and symmetrical control. Throughout the whole Paradise Havona system, there is maintained a perfect balance between all cosmic realities and all spiritual forces. Paradise, with an absolute grasp of material creation, perfectly regulates and maintains the physical energies of this central universe. The Eternal Sun, as a part of his all-embracing spirit grasp, most perfectly sustains the spiritual status of all who indwell Havona. On Paradise, nothing is experimental, and the Paradise Havona system is a unit of creative perfection. The universal spiritual gravity of the Eternal Sun is amazingly active throughout the central universe. All spirit values and spiritual personalities are unceasingly drawn inward towards the abode of the gods. This Godward urge is intense and inescapable. The ambition to attain God is stronger in the central universe, not because spirit gravity is stronger than in the outlying universes, but because those beings who have attained Havona are more fully spiritualized, and hence more responsive to the ever-present action of the universal spirit gravity pull of the Eternal Sun. Likewise does the Infinite Spirit draw all intellectual values paradiseward. Throughout the central universe, the mind gravity of the Infinite Spirit functions in liaison with the spirit gravity of the Eternal Sun, and these together constitute the combined urge of the ascendant souls to find God, to attain deity, to achieve paradise, and to know the Father. Havona is a spiritually perfect and physically stable universe. The control and balanced stability of the central universe appear to be perfect. Everything physical or spiritual is perfectly predictable, but mind phenomena and personality volition are not. We do infer that sin can be reckoned as impossible of occurrence, but we do this on the ground that the native free will creatures of Havona have never been guilty of transgressing the will of deity. Through all eternity, these supernal beings have been consistently loyal to the Eternals of Days. Neither has sin appeared in any creature who has entered Havana as a pilgrim. There has never been an instance of misconduct by any creature of any group of personalities ever created in or admitted to the central Havana universe. So perfect and so divine are the methods and means of selection in the universes of time that never in the records of Havana has an error occurred. No mistakes have ever been made. No ascendant soul has ever been prematurely admitted to the central universe.